It can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.
Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news, brought to you by American Arbitration Association. International trade or business dispute, resolve faster with the International Center for Dispute Resolution, the leader in alternative dispute resolution around the world, ICDR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host Jim Grasso discusses the legal fallout from former FBI Director James Comey's congressional testimony. She speaks with Jeffrey Kramer, a managing director at the Berkeley Research Group, and Stephen Ryan, a partner at McDermott, Will and Emery.
So much has been said about Comey's testimony, so let me ask you both to give your reaction to his testimony and its import. Jeff, let's start with you.
Sure. I certainly agree. It was monumental. We did have somewhat of a preview, given the fact that Mr. Comey released a statement beforehand. But as we knew, the question and answer period was more revealing. As he indicated, he told a friend basically to let a reporter know about this, which is how we learned about it. But I think Jim Comey struck a perfect chord between just giving the facts and giving us really an inside view into that conversation, which is unique unto itself, but then also opining a little bit on whether or not the president overstepped his bounds.
Stephen?
You know, I think we're off on a multi-month and maybe year investigation. And the only vote about the investigation that really counts is Bob Mueller's, the special counsel. And so when we look at Comey 6 months from now or a year from now, this was the John Dean testimony of this period. But what the end result of that is not yet clear.
Much of the talk for weeks has been whether or not Trump committed obstruction of justice. Comey said that he wouldn't make that conclusion himself, but his testimony laid out a case for obstruction of justice. Jeff, what's your take on obstruction of justice?
Yeah, I think reasonable minds can certainly differ on this, but your point's well taken, is that while Jim Comey didn't give the final answer, yes or no, in his opinion, he did kind of lay out a couple of the elements, and knowingly so. And can the president even be charged? Can the sitting president even be charged with obstruction? You know, just quickly, you look at, and any federal prosecutor has been doing this for a while, has done some obstruction cases, you look at someone's words and actions, and the president has given us his words, some through Jim Comey, but also his tweet as to why he fired him. And then you look at his actions. He fired an individual who was arguably making an investigation he didn't want.
That's Jeffrey Kramer, a managing director at the Berkeley Research Group, and Stephen Ryan, a partner at McDermott, Will & Emery, speaking with the Bloomberg Law host, Jim Grasso. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
Now, among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, lawyers for entertainer Bill Cosby won't say whether he'll take the stand this week in his sexual assault trial. Last week, a jury in suburban Philadelphia heard from his accuser. Experts say putting Cosby on the stand could be risky and could allow more accusers to testify as rebuttal witnesses.
It's another sign of the impact online shopping is having on brick-and-mortar retailers. Children clothing chain Gymboree has filed for bankruptcy. The company has signed a restructuring agreement that will reduce its debt by more than $900 million. Bain Capital bought Gymboree 7 years ago.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons. This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.